Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Let's get to the mixed bag here, huh? What do we got here, Froggy? The mixed bag is brought to you by Pizza Frog.
Oh.
Is it Pizza Frog or Frog Pizza?
Whatever.
You thought pineapple on pizza was bad. Now,
we talked about it
a little bit earlier. Now we get a chance to hear it. It is Udonis Haslam doing some of the best boxing out you've ever seen the Rebound King do.
Ooh.
This is UD.
UD, I know you're in a spot here, but you're with us. You spent 20 years with Miami, 4 with Jimmy Butler, so I have to ask you, how do you think this plays out? What light can you shed on what will happen Friday when his suspension ends?
Well, the light that I can share right now is that Jaime Jaquez Jr. is averaging 15 points a game right now on this road trip since Jimmy's been out. Nico is averaging 13 a game. The young guys are getting a chance to develop. But if you think I'm touching that conversation, you got a better chance of wrestling the alligator. I'm staying out of that. I ain't got nothing to do with that. That is above my pay grade. I don't want none of that smoke. Let Rouse figure it out.
My dad's family's from Louisiana, where there will be no wrestling of any alligators.
I will say this, guys. There's one thing that we do say. You either in or you out. There's no in-between. And that's what I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it at that. You either in or you out. And there's no in-between.
There you go.
So I was perusing Twitter. And I came across a video of Jimmy and UD getting into it.
That's my video.
Is it?
I came across a video. That video is old, though. That's not a very...
It's old.
Not a very recent video.
I know. No, I know it's not recent.
I'm trying to remember what game that was, but I know what you're talking about. Heat vs. Haters posted that video. I came across a video. See, this is why you give me no credit for boots on the ground. You know, like, you guys sit here and you're just like, just do the thing, Tobin, do the thing. But when I get, you know, when I get compelling video, you're like, oh, you did that?
No. Dude, I'm telling you.
Nah, this is a different video. I know what you're talking about, Leroy.
Yeah.
Well, which one is on?
You.
Oh, you're talking about the one where they fought on the bench?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a while. Dude, that was 3 years ago.
We ain't pay attention.
What are you talking about, Leroy? What are you doing? Dude, we literally did entire shows on the Eric Spoelstra, Jimmy Butler fight.
Nah, I think
it's like, I have it right here. It's Heat Nation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not you. So.
Yeah.
Okay, but did they take my video?
No, it doesn't say.
Nope, doesn't say Toba's name on it, therefore.
Right.
You're talking about the video that says Udonis on the Jimmy situation and the quote?
No.
Well, then what are you talking about?
This is a fight from, it says, he only posted it 19 hours ago, but it's old fight between Jimmy and UD. When UD say he was going to whip his butt.
Yeah, that was the Eric Spoelstra fight.
Oh, okay. I guess. Nah. Oh, yeah.
Schmeathen says,
Spo had enough.
Wait until Leroy finds the video of LeBron bumping into Spo.
No, it's not that one. Oh. That's not this.
Leroy, we talked about this. We broke this thing down, dude. What are you talking about?
Nah, we should have seen it coming. Leroy's right.
They went to the Eastern Conference Finals that year, and then went to the Finals the next year.
Oh, we should have seen it coming. Ryan was on the wall, Tobin. Ryan was on the wall.
But, like, so you're a firm believer of no matter how much dysfunction you have, if you're winning, it doesn't matter.
I'm not a firm believer in anything. I think if you guys are just waking up to the fact that Jimmy Butler and Eric Spoelstra have butt heads, like, I don't know where you guys have been. Yeah, like, he is.
But I was looking at it more along the lines of when it starts with a player.
And it didn't start with the player, though. It started with the coach. The coach looks at him and he says, "What, do you want to fight me?" And that's when UD loses it on him.
All right.
Like, it was a fight between Spo and Jimmy that UD got involved with.
Right.
And then the next day, UD was like, just a Tuesday. Yeah. No bigs. Because they like to keep everything in the house. Are you like...
No, it's just a Friday.
Friday's on the wall. So, we should have seen this coming. There should have been someone to warn us.
Stuff like that happens. Like, I'm still...
That fight was crazy. But yeah, like the winning did put that away. In the time, they were going through... It was a game against the Warriors. I think Jordan Poole hit a one-legged three right in front of the bench. Hmm. All hell broke loose. And then I think the next night they lost to... It was either the Nets or the Knicks. They got smoked. It was like the rare rut of that season. Because that season, the big thing was the injuries. But they kept having success that entire year.
Right.
And they ended up being the one seed that year. But yeah, Jimmy's ornery, dude. Like, it happens. Like, that. Like, if we're just... If everybody is just like, this Jimmy Butler's kind of a pain in the ass to deal with. Yeah. But that pain in the ass had a payoff. Like, now...
But the payoff is just the finals?
Yeah. Okay. Like, you... When have you not been part of winning does cure or winning does mask obstacles?
I've never played on a team with dysfunction like that. I don't know. Like, I don't know when I've had a coach or players that went at each other.
Well, you were gone before the sex boat party.
Yeah, but that didn't seem like... It seemed like they were getting along quite well. it don't sound like it was a whole bunch of in-team fighting. They just all got in trouble together.
Man, what else you got, Froggy?
We have a potential... Could be something, could be nothing moment after yesterday's loss to the Lakers. We saw 30 seconds of Bam Adebayo and Khalil, where we've been seeing sprinkles of the young people getting some action, but there goes Spo with the short leash every time whenever we just get enough fun. Bam, after having yet another stellar performance, discusses...
All right, dude.
All
right.
How the young guys are impacting winning.
Impacting them the best way they can. You know, they're doing what Spo wants them to do. They're trying to figure out how to play their game, but also do it within the system that we're playing. So, you know, I commend them because, you know, they're impacting winning, and, you know, they have a shot in this league.
There you go.
The All kids right. got a shot in this league.
They were fun yesterday. That was that second quarter. I mean, it was like Khalil. It was like Jovic to Khalil. Khalil to Jovic. It was like lobs to setting up threes. Like, I tell you what, man, that Khalil Ware, he is fun.
It does seem like he seems like a player that warrants in-game work. Like, I just think that with Khalil, the things that he can learn in Sioux Falls, he can learn a lot quicker in live action.
Mm-hmm.
And
he came in yesterday, blocked AD right away. I was like, oh!
I was like, oh! I told you what I would have did.
Wow.
I would have put him on AD And then I would have had a coach every time he came off the field and off the court and work with him. Like, you're not going to get a...
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Better lesson of what it takes to play at this level than playing against another guy your size that has maybe more offensive ability than you at this point. Like, you're not, there's no way of learning that anywhere else, because how many 7-footers can do what AD can do? So you need, like, I would have had him, I would have played him 30 plus minutes every time AD's on the court. Khalil, go get him. If he score 40 on you, that's fine. If you foul out, that's fine. We can teach you. And that film will become imperative as far as your advancement in this league. But 17 minutes spot playing or whatever against you, you're not going to face a whole bunch of guys like that. And even more so, you have some of that same skill set. So now you're thinking, oh, Kalel's like, I'm not there yet. That's where I want to be. I'm going to pick up my game. But you can't do that watching on the bench. Those are things you got to learn in the line of fire during the game. And I'm telling you, I said this before the game. I would have got there. I would say, Khalil, you're playing 35 minutes. You're playing every second that AD is, and you're on him. End of discussion. We're going to see what you got. And I will put the test out there. Let's see what you got. Y'all got the same skill set. You want to see where you are. He's the best. Go.
Dude, he broke up like 4 alley-oops yesterday. I was like, oh. And the dunks, Leroy. Oh, the dunks.
I mean, the athletic ability of this 7-footer.
Goosey's galore.
Right? So, like, yeah. AD doesn't face too many athletic 7-footers like him. We played him 17 minutes. That would have been at least 30. At least 30 in my mind. Like, did anybody disagree with that? Like, nope. Yeah, how are you going to get better if you're playing against guys of lesser skill sets?
This is what I think, okay? I think the closing lineup should be, all right? Because I don't want to start. I like Nico coming off the bench. I like it. He likes it. I like it. I want to keep Nico comfy. What I want to close with?
You're using Spo. You're using Spoisms.
I want to use my 4th quarter lineup, all right? Khalil, Nico, Bam, Tyler, Haywood. That's what I want.
So
pretty good.
Nico, you gonna put Nico, he can play point forward.
Nico's my point.
Center.
Yep.
You put Tyler at the 2, you put Haywood at the 3, Bam at the 4, Khalil at center.
No, okay, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Whoa. Wait, we're getting tall here. We're getting tall. We're getting real tall. We are getting
tall time.
Tyler, obviously, he's the shortest.
He waved his hands like the 1940s. Ooh, I think I got the vape.
Evan Sabetsi.
Hey, that's probably the least manliest thing you've done. Yeah. Look, what grown ass man?
He fawned. Was that fawning? I think that's fawning. I think he just fawned over someone.
Man, you got anything else in the mixed bag there, Marcos?
I do indeed. We'll move on from the Heat. We get it. The young guys need minutes.
Speaking of young guys, Lamar Jackson. He is now dealing with the question that plagued the Miami Dolphins every single time around this year. Are you comfortable playing in the cold? Lamar Jackson, South Florida native, answered that question. Let's see if he gets the same ridicule our boy Tua got.
Some heaters on the sideline. Bigger jacket, probably. I got to talk to Kaneko to see what he got going on. Equipment guys, they pretty much do a great job, though, so we should be good.
But you don't do gloves under any circumstances.
Nah. Lamar, I tried it in practice. I was horrible. Lead that up to Teddy, two gloves, Teddy Bridgewater.
All shout the out joking to Teddy. Aside, it seems like you do handle the cold weather pretty well. I mean, being a Florida guy and everything.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to win, so it really don't matter. I can't go into a game and be like, man, it's too cold. I can't make things happen. You know, coach, them probably send me home. Eric, them be probably trying to come, you know, have me go up there, upstairs and talk to him and stuff. So I got to lock in the cold.
Hey, you do realize he played in Louisville, right?
Yeah. He sure did.
Yeah.
He's like, also played in Baltimore for, what is he, 6 years in now?
Right. Like, what are we doing? See, I hate stupid questions.
Wow.
This is stupid.
Plus, it doesn't matter.
He's been up north longer than he's been playing football in Florida. Okay, enough.
And plus, he has a triceratops in the backfield, too. Like, who cares?
Right. And like, I was like, sir, there are no stupid questions. There's stupid people that ask stupid questions. To ask Lamar that, and keep in mind, this time of year, okay, in January, when there's snow on the ground or whatever, you're in the playoffs. So to say you don't have any success this time of year, right, probably just means that your team is getting beat by a really good team. He's had to play Kansas City, Buffalo, Cincinnati, right? I mean, Pittsburgh, these are all great teams.
305 Florida Man 561 says, seriously, they should put three horns on Derrick Henry's helmet. Yeah, I'm telling you, dude, he's a freaking rhinoceros.
There's no worse feeling in the world when one of the biggest guys on the field is running away from you and you're a little guy and your thing is speed. Like, because have you seen anybody run Derrick Henry down? No.
Doesn't come
he gets
to mind.
Free, he gets free and he's gone.
Doesn't come to mind. And I forgot, I saw this in SportsCenter today, but I completely forgot. Speaking of running backs, Saquon had 250. Didn't he have 255 against the Rams this season?
300 total yards.
Oh my God.
So you know what's going to happen, right? Jalen Hurts going to throw for 350.
Yeah.
Because they ain't letting. Look, if we lose this game, it ain't going to be Saquon Barkley. You got to, when you give up 300 total yards to one guy, don't you have to go in there with that game plan? He can't beat us.
They got other options.
I
know
that.
Pikachu.
That's why the Eagles are really good, because they have all those options. Now, the Rams have been playing some of the best football in the league the last 2 months. So there's that. And you always have the one of the hot teams that come into the playoffs, like when Cincinnati went to the Super Bowl. Like, kind of a hot team. They're playing well. They know who they are. They're executing well. And they go out and they clip a lot of the higher seeds. That looks kind of like what the Rams are. But Philly, if not for their dumb fans, we would be saying Philly is good. But because they've been trying to fire the coach all year, and what, 14-3?
Bless their heart.
Right. 14-3, and you've been trying to fire the coach all year. Same thing. Look, Philly and Ohio State deserve each other. Because y'all trying to fire the coach, one has a chance to win the Super Bowl, and one is playing for the national championship, and you want to get rid of him because he didn't beat Michigan.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll get into more of that, the D-Wade comments on the Jimmy Butler situation. Miami Heat, they lose, but they're supposed to, the suspension is up. So Jimmy Butler is supposedly meeting with Heat management, including Mickey Arison today. We're keeping an eye on that. And all things shenanigans back after this.